First question, really. Are you cool with putting video on the Patreon?
Maybe not because I got this sock over my
Why? It looks dope.
this dirty ass sock. I didn't really get ready, so I'm looking a little, haven't brushed my teeth yet, so
Oh, princess, you look fine. Fine, it's up
yeah.
to you. It's up to you.
Appreciate you though.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. I'm trying to push more video content to get like subscribers to the Patreon and bullshit, right?
Well, here, you know what? Actually, I'll take the sock off and then we should be good.
He's
Oh,
taking the condom off the mic. Why
but
was the
dude,
sock
if
on there anyways? To muffle it?
I yeah, like I heard it kind of cuts the like kind of like in like the kind of those things.
Okay.
Because I used to have like what are those called? Like those fucking things that you put in front of like your mic. I used to have one, but
Oh, the
I lost
screens.
it. Yeah, the screen,
I
yeah.
don't know what the technical term is. Yeah. Well, it looks like a pretty decent mic anyway, so I'm sure you'll sound fine.
Yeah, it's well, it's funny. It's like a USB mic that I've had since I was like maybe 15 years old.
Oh, nice.
And like, yeah, and like it's I still use it for like recording demos and stuff. My laptop also like I've had for like the same amount of time, and that thing is like I'm gonna ride with it till the wheels fall off, and it's like pretty damn near close. Like
Yeah.
I like took a I was visiting back home. Like I'm originally from Winnipeg. And
Okay.
when I was like flying from Toronto to Winnipeg, you know how like with your laptops you're supposed to like take them out and they like kind of give them a special scan or whatever.
I've never flown, but sure.
Oh really? Oh damn. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they I take it out for it to like to do that, and then the lady's like, "Oh hey, we just need to run a couple more tests. Do you mind like, plugging it in?" I was like, "This thing doesn't turn on unless it's like."
She's
Actually
like,
plugged into the walls.
"Do you get this from a museum? We're just
Pretty
curious." Yeah.
much, but it was so busy at Pearson that she was just like, okay, whatever, just go. And then when I was flying back from Winnipeg to Toronto, obviously it's like a smaller airport.
Yeah.
And so like they had a little more time to kind of like question me. So like I take it out, they scan and they're like, oh, we have to run a couple more tests. Can you turn it on? I was like, well, unless there's like something I could plug it into because it's so old. And so they find like an extension cord, they plug it in, then like more security comes. And then eventually, like, it looks like some managers come, and then, like, the fucking cops show up. And, like, I'm just like, what's going on? Like, why are you guys making such a fuss over my, like, shitty little laptop? And they won't tell me. And then, like, the officer's, like, questioning me, like, what are you doing in Winnipeg? And I'm like, I'm originally from here, like, all this shit. And then finally, it boots up. And my, like, because again, I've had this thing since I was 15, my, like, username thing, it just says Big Willie, and it's like a photo of me, like a selfie from when I was like 15. And just as soon as like all these like the police officers, the like airport staff see it, they just like slam my like laptop shut, and they're just like, just go, just go. And I was like, what was the problem? They're like, well, so many wires are fucking loose in that thing, like we thought it was like a bomb or something.
Oh
Yeah,
my
dude.
God.
That's
That's
pretty
dope.
nuts. Yeah.
I've had
And I was
a
like, oh sorry, go on.
no, yeah, go ahead, go ahead, yeah.
Oh, no, I was like, guys, I'm about to like miss my flight. Like, can we hurry this up? It's not a bomb.
I'm recording on a MacBook Pro I bought when I was like freshly 19. I just moved out, moved in with a girl at the time. And the first thing I did, I went to college, I went out and I got a MacBook Pro and I'm like, I'm gonna use this for fucking everything. So that was when I was 19. I'm 33 now. I'm not gonna do the math. You can
Damn,
figure it out.
it's still holding up.
Yeah, she's on her last legs though. Like I have another, like I have a PC, but I fucking hate PC because I'm just so not used to it now. I've been babied with
Yeah.
Apple for so long. But yeah, she still works. I don't know how. The fan sounds like a jet engine. Like it's louder than my PS4.
Yeah. Oh man, God walks with that
Yeah, no, straight up, like I'm not a religious
MacBook.
man, but something is keeping this thing
Yeah.
alive, and it sure as fuck ain't me.
Oh, that's funny. Have you like dropped it a shit ton of times too?
No, but it's seen some horrors. I mean, if it could talk, it'd probably scream and cry.
Yeah.
No, it is missing the number two. I have dropped it, but like not like a lot. I wouldn't say a lot that I can remember.
Yeah, that's good. This guy's taken a couple pretty gnarly tumbles while you're just like,
This
oh,
Mac's
and then
built like a
he.
tank, though. Like, this is the original MacBook Pro, or like the second version or whatever. So it's pretty thick. Now they're like, you know.
Yeah, they're kind of meant to break at this point.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I'm worried because I'm gonna have to get a new one, but they got those nice all black ones. I'm pretty like one day.
Well, how much do they even go for now?
God damn, dude. Like the all black, it's like 2G before tax, so it'll probably come to like three.
Damn. Yeah, that's
But
you
that's like
want to
about what I
roll with
paid
that
for
for.
this, basically. Like
I
it was
mean,
like a
considering,
grand and a
yeah.
half or something, or a G some odd, and then it came to about 2 Gs
Okay, yeah.
when I was like 19. So it hasn't really gone up too much considering, but that's probably
Yeah,
because
that's
it's
pretty
still the
good.
same bullshit software.
Yeah.
But I
Yeah.
mean, hell, if this, if the next one I buy lasts me, 10, 20 years, like this one has, like
It's a good investment.
14 years now. Yeah. All right, cool.
Right on.
No, yeah, I appreciate you letting me do the video thing, because I'm trying to push more subscribers to the Patreon, patreon.com/ not just a phase
Hell
worldwide,
yeah.
if you want to see our ugly mugs on camera.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. Like I did my hair, and then you're like, "Oh, no, I don't want to do it." I'm like, "Fuck, I did my hair, man.
I
This took me a whole
put on
30
some,
seconds."
yeah, I put on some blush.
Yeah, right? All right, cool. I'm gonna kick into it then. Ladies and gentlemen, trans and non-binary punks of all ages and denominations, welcome back to another episode of Not Just a Phase. We are somehow in season four, so thank you so much for joining us and being here on this crazy planet we call Earth. If you're new here, and you know what, even if you're not, I got to get these plugs out of the way real quick. We're online at notjustaphase.net. We're on Instagram and TikTok at Not Just a Phase Worldwide. We're on Twitter at NJAP Worldwide. And again, we're on Patreon at patreon.com/ Not Just a Phase Worldwide. If you want to help support the expansion of our podcast and Blogspot, we got some free bonus content on there as well, and lots more coming, video podcasts, all that stuff. It's free to join, or there's like a $2 subscription too if you want to help me pay some of my staff for all their hard work. Would be appreciated. But today we're gonna mellow out to the dreamy, melancholic aura that's called Seventh Dose, straight from my province of Ontario, Canada. We're about to play you the most emotional shoegaze you'll ever have the privilege of hearing.
What's up? I'm Casper. I sing and play bass in a band called Seventh Dose. This track's called Drift, and you're listening to Not Just a Phase.
Hey!
There
First
you go.
timer.
Cool. First timer. This isn't your first podcast, is it?
Yeah, just I've been like stressing a little bit about it for like the past couple of days. I've like kind of rehearsed a little few things in my
Oh, no
head.
shit.
Yeah, I don't know, like, cause I usually sound like a dumbass,
No,
so.
man, you're good. You're clean. I've had people on who are pretty some people are kind of nervy, and like I get it because I've been interviewed and I fucking hated it. I'd rather be on this end of the mic, but you seem very relaxed. That's why I asked if you'd done this before, like.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. It's nice having the visual component too, so you're not just like, you know, you can kind of see a face and you're not just like talking to nothing or just a voice. So.
Truly, yeah, some people don't like, or they feel more confident not looking at like anything, so as if they're just
I
like
can
on the
understand.
phone or something. But for me, I don't know, I feel like it helps loosen people up a bit if I can see them, or and that way you have a more intimate conversation, you can actually see the person, right?
Yeah, I think also probably like the pandemic with like for a while every social interaction being over Zoom kind of like helped. Like I feel like the first couple I did like at the beginning of the pandemic, just like Zoom calls were really jarring. But like now I feel like we're all pretty used to it.
Yeah, for sure. I did a bunch. All like, there's a shitload of videos I never released for Not Just a Phase where we recorded them, and I just did the audio because I didn't have anyone to, excuse me, to edit the video. So I do now. So shout out to Blocal Media, or Blocal Media.
You
I
said
should
this is
probably.
season, you said this is season four. So like, have you been doing this for 4 years?
This is our fourth year.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, we started. Just before the pandemic, like
Oh, it was right
officially
before.
right before, and it broke out, and I was like, fuck, well, I'm glad I got a hobby.
Yeah.
This is interesting. So for a long time, like the first year, my only social interact, pretty much, except for like seeing a few people, because yeah, my partner left right as COVID broke out. So
Oh, damn.
I like lived
Damn.
alone for the first time in my life. I've never lived alone. And then it was lockdowns. We couldn't have people over. So I was just
Yeah.
interviewing bands. And it was like my only form of social interaction for 90% of like that first year.
Damn, wow. That's like just that alone is rough, let alone like everything going on in the world, like around that.
Yeah, it was tough. It was definitely tough. It was interesting. But enough about me. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today. You got me off track, man. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. I'm like, thanks for having me. Like, it's been
Yeah.
a long time coming. I appreciate you. Yeah, doing good. Got the day off. Girlfriend's pretty hungover, just taking a nap. So it's a nice little
Hey, beautiful.
chill day for me. Yeah. How are you doing?
Tired as fuck. I probably look
Yeah.
like shit. Now I'm regretting
No, you
doing
look
the video
beautiful.
pods. Yeah, I've had like, I don't know. I went to bed at like 4 and woke up at like 9, maybe.
Damn. Were you like
Yeah.
working on something or just like couldn't sleep?
This is just the fucking circus, man. Just a circus up
Yeah.
top.
Oh,
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. Can't shut it the fuck off, right? Some nights can't turn it off. But for our listeners, just want to state your name again and what role you play in the band.
For sure, yeah. So I'm Casper. I sing and play bass in Seventh Dose.
Dope name. Very unique.
Oh, the band?
No, your name. Well, Seventh Dose is dope, but Casper, like that's
Yeah.
on your birth certificate, legitimately.
No, it's like a nickname that like my friends were like calling me. And then
Okay.
when I moved to Toronto, I was just like, yeah, I might as well just like roll with it. My passport's about to expire, so I'm probably gonna like change it by the summer, like legally, because most of the people I know like know me by it already.
Oh, really? You're gonna legally change it over?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I might as well. Yeah.
Cool. Nice. So, I think it's, am I to assume like you're the main songwriter? Because you sing and play bass, so.
Yeah, like so the EP we have out currently Delirium, I actually like wrote and recorded all of it like
Right.
in its entirety. And then after it was finished, you know, like showed it to some friends and kind of formed what now is like Seventh Dose. So up until this point, like yeah, everything has kind of been like kind of my little brainchild, but we're starting to like write stuff collectively together since we've been like, you know, a band, I think officially since the summer. So we've been like jamming a lot and throwing around ideas.
Was that the same type of writing process for your previous project, Glue?
That one I like kind of because so the two songs that appeared on the Glue promo were actually intended for my previous band. I was in this kind of like pop punk shoegaze band called Daphne Blue, and like blue was spelled like BLEUE.
Okay, just the way glue was spelled too.
And
Clever.
so I mean, I could just get into the whole history if you want. It's like not too long of a story. I can like
Yeah,
condense
sure.
it,
I'm
but
curious, yeah.
yeah, so pretty much what happened was like me and my best friend who like I grew up with and like we both like always were like into in bands together and stuff like that. We formed Daphne Blue, and it was kind of like our first attempt at like trying to actually take things seriously. And he kind of like was a big influence on like introducing me into like shoegaze and stuff like that. So we released like a crappy demo that we recorded in my bedroom with this exact microphone right here. And then later on properly recorded like an actual EP. And just as because that EP was released in February of 2020. And then the next month, as we know, the world falls apart, COVID happens. And like the last weekend, because we the last weekend before the world shut down, we actually like came to Toronto because I was still living in Winnipeg, as well as him. And yeah, so we went to visit some friends. Everyone's talking about like, oh, Corona, whatever, it's getting to like, it's not gonna be a big deal. And then like we get off the plane, get home, and it's like, oh, we're all losing our jobs and everything's crazy. So I had the genius idea of moving to the most expensive city in Canada during a global collapse. I moved in like May of 2020. And I know, yeah, I mean, I'm still here, I'm still here, but yeah. And kind of
How?
the whole dude, I like some people say bold, some people say stupid. I think it's more stupid.
I just said how, but yes,
Yeah,
bold and stupid. I agree.
yeah.
Yeah.
But the whole plan was like I was kind of trying to lay down the foundation for like for him to come out here. So it was the summer of 2020, and I was still rocking CERB, and I knew I had like only like 2 months left. And at that point, like Winnipeg was doing like phenomenal with COVID. Like fucking even COVID didn't want to go to Winnipeg. That's what everyone was saying, because they had like no new cases for like 2 weeks and stuff. Like shows were happening, and so I knew I had to get a job once like my CERB was done. So I quarantined for 2 weeks and took a little trip out there. Obviously quarantined when I came back. But while I was out there, I was like, hey, fuck it, why don't we like record some music? Like who knows when we're gonna be able to do that again. So we recorded the two songs, Glow and Magenta.
Which
And
rip, by the
then,
way.
oh, thank you. I
Yeah,
appreciate that.
big fan. Check that shit out if you guys haven't heard it. GLUEU?
GLEUE. Yeah, there we go.
EUEUE. Okay, I was like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we like tracked those, and then like it took a little bit of like time to get like the mixing and everything like finished. But by the time it was, he finally moved to Toronto. Like I was like, hey, I can get you a job, I can get us like a spot. My lease is about to be up in my current place,
Nice, nice.
So yeah, then he moved out, and we were like kind of trying to get things like our ducks in a row for getting like Daphne Blue, like off the ground and kind of like situated in Toronto as opposed to Winnipeg. But unfortunately, after like a little shy of a month of him living here, he like passed away. So yeah, so that's kind of when Daphne ended, but I still wanted to obviously release the songs. We had interest from like a label, and so I kind of just grabbed some folks and threw them in a room, and that's kind of the story of Glue. So yeah, like with Glue, it was, or with those two songs, it was us like still pretty collaborative with the my like members of Daphne. But yeah, with Seven Dose, it was just like it was just all me.
Well, my condolences for your friend there. That is
Oh, I appreciate
that's
that.
tragic. And I remember when I heard Glue, I was like, oh, it's so bittersweet. We got these two songs, and it's like that project's not gonna be continuing by what I presumed, right? So
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that you're doing something again with Seventh Dose, because it's so fucking good. And I'm
Oh,
not a
thank
big
you.
shoegaze guy, like by any means. So the fact that I'm into it is like, that says something, I think, anyways, because again, it's not my usual thing. I don't really fuck with slow shit. So the fact that I really like this means something to me anyways.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate you. That's really nice of you to say.
Yeah. So I guess we usually like kicking it off kind of going out of order, but that's good. Changing things up for a change. You listen to any podcasts in your free time?
I'm more of like a YouTube guy.
Okay.
Yeah,
So
like,
like shorts and shit, or
oh man, like
you
this is how
watching
I know I'm
cartoons on
getting,
that or something?
yeah, dude. Oh man, this is how I know I'm like getting old and lame because, like, even just like a couple nights ago, I found this YouTube channel where it was this guy who just like makes 18th century cooking. Like, he's in like a little, like, some sort of like little house on the prairie sort of kitchen, and he's like, oh, like this is what like they would have ate while like the voyagers would have ate and like all this sort of stuff. And like, I
This
just,
is what you're watching?
dude, right now, yeah, like it helps me fall asleep because it's
I
just so
bet. It
calming. And
sounds
yeah,
so boring.
but like even before, yeah, that's the thing, is it's not, you'll just be like, I never really wondered what was the first type of beef jerky that like the pioneers would have ate or something. But it's,
Venison.
yeah, stuff like
It's
that.
venison, right? Would it be venison? Just
I think it was
guessing.
buffalo. I think it was like dehydrate, yeah, like
Buffalo.
very heavily salted and like somehow like dehydrate, like smoked kind of buffalo meat. I mean, yeah, I'm picking up some stuff. But
Nice, nice.
yeah, just kind of like doom scrolling, that sort of stuff. I think like competitive eating videos are really, they just intrigue me for some reason, like seeing people eat like a shit ton of food really quick. I don't know why. It's just like there's something like, it's impressive. It's like being able to piss far, you know what I mean?
We've all tried to see how far we can pee.
Oh
We've
yeah.
all been there.
When you just kind of like slowly step back from the urinal and just
Yeah,
like wait, yeah.
yeah, yeah. Write your name in the snow, stupid shit like that.
Oh yeah.
You do it when you're 10, you do it when you're 30. It happens.
It
Well,
never stops.
outside of music and watching weird shit like competitive food eating, what hobbies and passions are occupying your free time?
I mean, like, I'm kind of like a boring dude, to be honest. Like, usually in
Same.
my free time, yeah, like if
Yeah.
I don't have any like social obligations, if I'm not hanging with friends, like usually just like here kicking it with my girlfriend and our dog, you know, just like watching movies. I do like, I collect like vintage nu metal tees. I don't have like enough of a collection that, you know, like is like, I got some stuff that's pretty cool. But like compared to some of my friends, like nothing to brag about. But yeah, I do that sometimes, and I try to eat healthy and stuff. So I like cooking a lot. Like I said, I was making breakfast before we hopped on the call together.
From the 18th century, or what? Were you making bread in like
Dude,
a
that's
wood fire stove oven and
why
shit? Like,
do you think I'm watching that YouTube channel, man? I'm trying to learn.
that's fucking hilarious. So Slipknot or Korn?
What eras? That's the biggest question.
No, it's not. It's Slipknot, always. It's just Slipknot. That's the answer.
I mean, like, because here's the thing, like self-titled Iowa Slipknot, I
Hell
might
yeah.
have to
Hell yeah.
versus, but
No, I don't like Korn.
subliminal verses, like that's not it. Like,
It's
and
okay.
then also, like, you know, I don't know, like I have this hot take that Korn's album Life is Peachy is better than Follow the Leader, just because like Follow the Leader is a classic. It has all the catchy hooks. It's, you know, it's what you would introduce someone into like Korn to. But then like Life is Peachy is just fucked. It's like really disturbing. It's like really raw and shit. And like, I don't know. That's my little hot take. I'll give you this. I've been listening to a lot more Slipknot lately as opposed to Korn.
Good answer.
So yeah, and I have more Slipknot shit than I have Korn shit, I guess. So I might have to
Good,
say
good.
Slipknot.
I don't really fuck with Korn, but that's usually like the big two, really, Slipknot or Korn when you're talking nu metal. Although
Yeah.
I should ask, favorite nu metal band of like the whole genre? Because
Oh man, that's
I'm
a
going with System. If System of a Down is considered nu
system's
metal, I don't
foul.
really consider them nu metal because they're just fucking amazing.
Yeah, they're like, it's weird that they got like, I think it was just because they came out around the same time
It
that
makes
like a lot
sense.
of, Yeah.
Yeah.
And like they were different. System's great. System is phenomenal.
Just kicked out my charger cord. Sorry.
Oh yeah, no worries.
Yeah, keep chatting. I'm just gonna disappear under my desk for a quick second.
Yeah, no worries. But I
I
would
can
say
still hear
like
you.
okay, there's this one nu metal band. They're called Twisted Method. And do you know
Stupid
who I'm talking
fucking name.
about?
No,
No, okay, for a
stupid fucking name
second,
though.
I thought you were gonna be like, oh fuck yeah.
No, man.
but they like it's like the guitarist of Mudvayne's younger brother, and they like
Okay.
released one album. It just completely centers around the word fuck. It's just like really angry and stupid, and it like hits like, especially now, like looking back, like those weird grungy parts that people try to incorporate, they rap a little bit in there.
Oh God. Ugh.
But it's just like, I don't know if it's because like I listened to it so much as a kid that like, and because there's so much kind of like, they released like the one album, and then like their guitarist died and their drummer left because he became like a born again Christian. So then they just like fucked off. Like they played like Ozfest 2003, dropped an album, and then just like kind of disappeared off the
Disappeared.
face, which maybe kind of adds to it. But like, I think I would have to say they're probably like my favorite. I wouldn't say they're the best, but they're like my personal favorite.
Jesus. All right, well, before the twisted, insane or whatever terrible name that was, before the nu metal and hardcore and all, and the shoegaze and shit, like how'd you first find punk rock or underground music? Or how did it find you, more accurately,
Oh
I guess?
yeah. I feel like Guitar Hero 3 had a
Really?
big part to play in that, honestly.
I get a lot of Tony Hawk, but Guitar
Yeah.
Hero 3.
I wish I was that cool, man.
Wait, how
I
old
only
are
play
you?
those. I'm 27.
Okay, 6 years.
Like
Still, Tony
it's
Hawk
still
could have hit you the same, yeah.
Yeah, like well, 'cause I grew up more like it did come out for Nintendo as well, right?
Yeah, N64. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, 'cause like I didn't have it. I played it later on, but like by that point, like I'd already like won with like my video game like kind of choices, and also like my music taste had already kind of been developed. Like I still like think those soundtracks are kick ass, but they didn't really hit me at the right time. Like I got Guitar Hero before I like played Tony Hawk, and it was mainly because I felt like I had a sense of FOMO because everyone was like, oh man, like this game's kick ass, and you know,
Terrible
so
game.
like when
Terrible game.
I yeah
I'm bad at it.
it's
I can play guitar half decent. I cannot play Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero, you can't play it? Oh damn.
No.
But
No,
yeah,
I gave
like
up.
it sucks because we like me and my girl, we just like got Guitar Hero 3 like a couple months ago. Because like we bought like a Wii off like Facebook Marketplace, and
They're
like she
cheap,
just
right?
kicked. Oh, they're so cheap, and it just sucks because she kicks my ass at it. Like her and her best friend will come over and they're doing like expert mode, and I'm like, I can maybe do hard on a couple of songs.
Jesus.
Yeah. But yeah, like I already at that point like was like liking music. Like I was like maybe 11 years old, so like the typical shit an 11-year-old listens to, like Fall Out Boy, Good Charlotte. And then yeah, it was the song You Can Unlock Dope's Nothing For Me Here, which is kind of how I just like I remember the cover art being really cool and like just unlocking the song because of that. And then obviously hearing the song while playing it, I was like, oh, this is like I haven't really heard anything like this before. It's not Benji and Joel Madden or Pete Wentz and all that shit. So yeah, then I like just went on the internet and like looked up, and that's like kind of what introduced me into like metal, nu metal. Like after that, I started getting into like System, Korn, really diving down like the nu metal rabbit hole when I was a kid, getting into fucking weird shit, like I said, like Twisted Method. Yeah. And
Sounds like
so
a
yeah,
bad
that was.
rapper. Yeah.
Hey man, they are pretty bad rappers. Like
Oh, they
I
rap.
check
That's why
it.
you did say they rap a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, they rap on there a little bit, but again, it's just like, it tickles like a certain part of my brain. I don't know, maybe nostalgia's playing part, but I fucking love it. But yeah, after that, like through like peers and friends, and like the friend I mentioned earlier, like Jay, like he also like, since we both were in like middle school, both listening to alternative music. I wouldn't say like underground music at the time just yet. He was one who kind of got me more into like, you know, contemporary metalcore, and then like, you know, hardcore, and he and like I said earlier, like shoegaze, and he really was like good for like having a ear to the ground. Because it's even funny now, like I'll see like I'll see teenagers walking around with like a motionless and white t-shirt. And it just makes me smile because I remember like when their first album came out and him showing me. And it's like now they're this like, he just, no matter how historically those bands are observed or whatever, it's just it's funny like how at the time and like he was just very good at identifying like, oh no, check this out, this is cool. And definitely like, yeah, put me onto like a lot of stuff. So I'd say Guitar Hero 3 and my buddy Jay were like the two who
That's
probably ruined
cool.
my life in the best way.
That's cool. Yeah, I saw some like, I don't know if they're teenagers. I assume everyone looks like they're not drinking age to me once you're like old, right? But I saw some like kids walking around with a Silverstein shirt, and I remember being like 14 or 15, and I saw them in a YMCA in Burlington, and like
That's fucking sick.
yeah, it was nuts. So like the fact that there's bands that are like still doing it like in some sort of I don't know, just in a huge way like that.
But they can make like a career out of it is crazy, especially if you've seen them like come up from the ground like that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, from where like they were till now, it's just nuts. Absolutely nutty. And I guess speaking of locals, because Silverstein is just right out of Burlington, we should talk about our local scene. You got some favorite bands around Ontario?
Oh, Ontario. Yeah, so like because I'm a shoegaze head, I fucking love Blissfields. They
Hell
kick
yeah.
ass. Like
Hell yeah.
yeah, like I remember like hearing the Iris EP like fucking a while ago. Cause it was like circling around like, Reddit and people were just like talking about it. And I was just like, yo, this is wild. And then seeing the later transformation and getting to like meet them and seeing them live and stuff like that. They're like, I wish I could write music like that, man. Like they're Scott's a fucking genius. And then also there's that band Bad Bet out of Hamilton. They released like
Yeah.
that they released that like two track promo and I've just been like obsessed with it. Like even just the like kind of aesthetic and steez they've chosen is just like that's like the style of hardcore that I love. And like I like that's the shit I'd love to do if I was in a hardcore band. Like it's just like for me, they just like chef's kiss.
Oh, I completely I was about to wear my Bad Bet shirt today, but it's kind of cold, so I put my quail sweater on. But yeah, I fuck with Bad Bet. Great band. Great band. So we got Bad Bet, Blissfields. I guess I should ask about Winnipeg since that's where you're at. Is there any bands out there you want to shout out?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's kind of cool because a bunch of my like friends have like started projects post pandemic.
Nice. Yeah. As one does.
So yeah, you had nothing
Yeah.
but time.
A lot of bands.
There's this really sick band called Guilty Sleep that a couple of my friends are in. And
Cool
man,
name.
when they said yeah, and like when they sent me their like as it like their EP was getting mixed. I was like straight up jealous. I was like, damn, I wish I could write stuff like this. I wish I could sing like this. It's kind of like Have Mercy, but like more gazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like encourage anyone to go check that out. I got my boys in this band called Locator. Just last year or this past year, they just released their first album with No Sleep Records, and it's really fucking
Nice.
cool.
Love that
Yeah,
label.
they yeah. Oh man, like that's crazy. Like, especially, if you listen to shoegaze and all this sort of stuff at like my age, you probably were listening to like Balance and Composure when you were in high school and stuff like that.
Yeah,
And they like
yeah.
have that catalog. So yeah, like kudos to them. They're great. And I also have a really good buddy of mine, Connor. They just started a project called How to Boil Water. It's like all one word.
Yeah,
And
that's cool.
it's a
All
fun
right.
name.
Yeah.
And
How to boil water.
they're awesome. Like they're like incorporating kind of like a bunch of elements of like alternative and underground music. Like they have like shoegazy aspects. They even have like at certain parts like more post-hardcore aspects, but it's all kind of like packaged in like a really approachable way. Like they got catchy hooks and stuff like that. And it's like stuff that gets like stuck in your head, but it's not radio pop. It's still something that's I could see like being very welcomed by like the alternative community and stuff, or like the underground
Nice.
community. So yeah, those three I'd say are like shout out my Winnipeg lads.
So is it, settle this for me. Is it Shugazi or Shugazi? Have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
I think it's Jugazy. At least that's how I've been saying it, unless
Jesus. Terrible joke. I apologize for everyone who had to hear that.
I think I've heard you say that on an episode before, or just is that a joke? Like, I don't know.
Oh,
I feel like I've heard that one
maybe I
before.
said it to Blissfields when I had them on. Fuck, I'm reusing jokes. Maybe. I don't know. I don't have a good memory.
Allegedly.
Yeah, a legend. Perhaps, perhaps. So let's talk about the EP. Who released it? Where can we get some physical copies?
Fuck yeah. So Wormwood, they put us on. They released a run of cassettes. Shout out to Josh. He's a sweetheart. And it was like really cool working with like him, his label, because I mean like their roster, especially for like the Ontario, they seemed like they got all the heavy hitters, and it was like so like flattering and like humbling to like us coming out of the blue, you know, not like having any sort of repertoire with like the scene, to like be on the same, like released through the same label as like Rust, Street Justice, like Pneumonia Breath, like all these like kick ass bands that have had like
Reality
a long
denied.
the Reality Denied.
RD just got with them.
So these bands that have like even their own personal lives have been a part of like this scene for like so long and have a history with it. And then, you know, me too, I'm like a newcomer. I'm not like originally from here. So yeah, like it was awesome. He's been so sick. It's like been really like awesome. A good release pro like release run out, rollout or whatever. Sorry, I'm like fumbling my words, but
Yeah, it's
yeah,
all
no, it
right.
was awesome. Yeah, check out Wormwood, go pick it up. Like I believe like there's a link to it, and I'm sure his description and in our like bio and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll tag him in the Instagram post as well, so people know where to go take a look.
Okay.
Go check out Delirium or De yeah, yeah,
Delirium, yeah.
yeah. Okay, I was just making sure. I'm so fucking tired. I'm like double checking. I'm like, that is right? Yeah. All right. Cool. Thank God. Almost. Almost didn't look professional there. All right. Fuck me. Who mixed and mastered it? Did you do that yourself or?
No, we got Max from Spite House
Oh
to
no
do it.
shit.
Yeah, and I
Fucking love
actually
Spite
funny.
House.
Yeah, funny enough, I didn't know he mixed and mastered until like how I heard about your podcast was I saw they posted that they'd done an episode.
No kidding.
So I checked it out, and on there is when he mentioned that he did mixing and mastering and like recording. And I loved the sound of their full length.
Oh, me
Like,
too.
you know,
Even
I
their
felt
demo,
like,
so good.
oh, I was surprised they like considered it a demo. Like I was like, this is high quality, you know?
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
But yeah, so like I think he just has like a very distinct way of how he mixes stuff, especially with drums that I like fucking love. And yeah, when I heard that he did that, he was definitely like who I wanted to reach out to. Yeah, Max mixed and mastered it, and then we record, or like I recorded it with Nick Jin out in Schoolhouse Studios. Yeah, we like tracked everything there.
That's sick. I didn't know Max did the mixing. I always just ask, but I guess you've heard the show. Cool. Yeah, Max is awesome. Shout out to Max and
Oh,
his
he's a
mixing.
sweetheart.
His mixing work is fucking awesome. So is Spite House. So good.
Yeah. I
Nice.
can't wait to hear what they do next.
Yeah, that full length was fuck so good.
Yeah. It was just like, I don't like, it's one of those types of bands that like they feel nostalgic even though you're just hearing them for the first time, if that makes any sense. You know what I
No,
mean? Like you're
perfect sense.
like, yeah, so it's like that's a hard thing to achieve. And yeah, it's like they rip, they kick ass.
Yeah, I feel like I'd been listening to them my whole life from like the first listen. I'm like, oh, I know this band. I'm like, no, I fucking don't. I'm just hearing this now, right? But
Yeah, they
yeah.
kind of also like came out the gates like swinging too, you know, like they had like a really dope release, like that demo, and then like not too long after, like full length album, then they like were hitting the road very like frequently. Like the fact that they like have like, I don't know how long they've been a band for, maybe like what, 2 years, possibly something like that.
When did I have them on season two? I want to say so. Yeah, it's been about 2 years.
Yeah, the fact that they've like been to the States, been to Europe, like that's a lot to achieve in 2 years.
No, it's crazy, and I'm so happy for them. Yeah.
They deserve it for sure.
So, who did your artwork for the album? Because I love the artwork, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I had to write down his last name, and I apologize because I'm probably gonna butcher it. But Andrew Kiselski, he's the drummer from Year of the Knife.
Oh no shit.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
The name
He
butchery thing
was.
happens a lot more often than you'd think, don't worry.
Hey man, like my last name's Ostansky. Like
Oh,
it
so
gets
skiing it
tumbled.
too.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I feel bad. I should be able to I should be able to read this shit.
Right?
But
Yeah.
yeah, but he was super tight to like work with because like all of my prior projects were just like finding either like usually artwork is like the first thing I try and find, and almost like I'll have a couple of riffs and then like find something I think is cool and like the mood and kind of like work with it or find something that already exists after it's done. But this was the first time like it was custom, like he built it and created it like kind of for us. Like I hit him up and I had some ideas and he just kind of like took them and like took the ball and ran down the park. And like we didn't really have many
So
adjustments.
sick.
Like, yeah,
Yeah.
like I had this like idea of like a petri dish. I sent him like a bunch of photos from just like stills of like films that were like, you know, like Blade and fucking Fallen Angels and like all that late 90s, early 2000s, high contrast blue green type shit.
Right,
And I
right.
was like, yeah, something medical, like whatever. And yeah, he hit me back and he's like, yo, I think the brain scans and kind of like the what do you call it? Like the brain matter would kind of like work with the Delirium title. And like, I was like, that's fucking, you hit the nail on the head. Like, that's genius. So I definitely really encourage anyone who's looking for like a kick-ass artwork to go to him.
Wow, yeah, he really brought that idea to life because it's like it matches the aesthetic, or the aesthetic matches your sound so perfectly. When I saw that, I was like, holy fuck, that looks like the exact way it sounds.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I love when that, like, I hate when you, like, you listen to a band, you look at their artwork and you're like, it doesn't work, right? It's
It
gotta
like
link.
it's like that's what can take like a good band to an even better band because like when you set the mood and you
Yes.
put the image in their head,
Yes.
because like this is the best example I can give is like I don't know, when I was like a kid, like I thought I liked like the Misfits. I don't like hate them now, but just, you know, I don't really listen to them that often.
Fucking love the
But I remember,
Misfits.
oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I heard like Danzig's solo project, I was like going into it thinking, you know, it's like, oh, he's gonna be talking about pumpkins and, you know, ghosts and shit. And then like,
Pumpkins. Yeah.
yeah, you know, and then like when he didn't, I was like, fuck, like what? Like this is a letdown. But then
Ooh.
yeah, exactly. And then someone was like, nah, dude, it's like biker shit. And then like once I changed that lens, I was just like,
Yeah.
oh, this is sick biker shit. It's crappy horror punk because it's not supposed to be horror punk, but it's tight biker shit. And like that's what the whole mission of cover arts and album arts is kind of like giving that like little context and like to what the tone, what the tones you're hearing are.
Yeah, the visual preview to what it's going to sound like in the audio form, right? You got some shows booked for the near future coming up. I know you just had one that I missed.
Oh, it's all good. We just played. We're in the talks of a lot of stuff right now.
Anything you can disclose?
Not really as of yet.
I'm hitting you up when I turn the
We're
mic off. I'm asking when I hit pause.
yeah. Oh
I'm
yeah,
asking when I hit
I'll tell
pause.
you.
I can't. I'll sign an NDA, but I'm curious. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got some stuff because we
Okay.
really want to like hit 2024 hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we want to play a lot of shows and not just because as of right now we've kind of just played like Toronto Hamilton, Toronto Hamilton.
Right,
So like
right,
our
right.
main goal is to branch out of like the province, branch out like, you know, even because the thing is also with like Ontario, that's like really cool, that's not a thing back home, is there's so many like smaller cities that are like have their own different like individual scenes. And you know, you can play a show in, excuse me, sorry, yeah, you can play in like Toronto but then go play in, I don't know, fucking Brampton. And you know, if you got the right lineup, like there's going to be a completely different crowd and there's going to be a good crowd, you know what I mean? So like that's like a huge advantage point.
For sure. So I know you've played some shows with like some hardcore locals and some non-local hardcore adjacent bands as well, but like you've shared bills with bands like Mile End, got Clobber, Botfly, Deadly Game, To the Bone. Like, does it feel strange for you to be playing bills, like mixed bills? Like, I guess they're not really mixed bills, they're mostly hardcore bills. My point is, you not being a hardcore band, does it feel strange to be playing like on hardcore bills?
Honestly, like not really. I think like even though you know, shoegaze and hardcore like sonically feel like diametrically opposed, there's like a huge cross-pollination between like fan bases and just like
For sure.
audience. You know, like nothing just releasing the that album with Full of Hell, you know, like
Weird.
that's it's weird, it's crazy, but it's
But I guess it
cool.
made sense.
Yes, and I think it also like gives us like this advantage, like a little bit of an advantage point because like we're the different ones on the bill, you know what I mean? And that like I actually shouldn't say it's an advantage point because it also like can be a total disadvantage point because some people just be there to, you know, smash heads together and then I roll up fucking whining and about shit, but
Time for a smoke break.
Oh yeah, it's funny seeing like the people who it like lures and who are just like, oh wow, what, like
Right.
I wasn't expecting, and then the people who are just like, ah fuck,
Fuck
like
this.
god damn, yeah, I'm gonna go take a piss, get a beer, have a smoke, which I respect that.
Sure. Yeah, you get to see who's like a music fan and who's just like there for the core, right? Like fucking closed-minded kind of, yeah.
I mean, like if it's not their style, it's not their style, like
No, for
can't
sure.
fault them
Yeah.
for that.
For sure.
But it is funny, especially like our first show. Like I feel like 'cause we didn't have any music out yet, and like I knew some people knew that we were like a shoegaze band or like going to be one. But there are definitely people who weren't, and like our name, I don't think it really screams shoegaze. So like I don't know, it was kind of interesting, like our first show, seeing people's faces who just like didn't know what to expect, you know?
True.
It's almost like hearing someone like hear your music pop up in their car like randomly on Spotify for the first time, but you get to like see it like right in front of you. It was cool. I definitely liked doing that.
True. Do you have a favorite show memory so far?
With Seventh Dose, because we've only played five shows, we just did the like Pacific Holiday show. That was fucking awesome. Like I've done a couple of tours with those guys, like doing merch for them. So they're brothers to me.
Right.
And so it was sick finally being able to like play with them. And like, you know, it was a sold out show. It was, you know, their hometown. We got a lot of love. Like I think the crowd really, you would assume, 'cause like I said earlier, with like hardcore, there's cross pollination and stuff. But like when you get into like the pop punk kind of realm, like you'd assume a lot less people would know what shoegaze is and stuff, but like honestly, like we got re like received pretty well. Like a lot of people came up and were saying that they were into it. Like maybe a few of them never heard kind of that style before. I'm not too sure, but yeah, like we got a good like reception and it was just like a fun show. I got shit faced, you know. I had to close one eye by the end of the night to talk to people, so I had a good time.
Oh yeah. Hell
But
yeah.
there actually was like, this wasn't like a dose show, but I was on tour with like Pacific, and we were in either like San Diego or San Francisco. I can't remember which one, but the Dangerous Summer was like headlining, and so we get to the venue and they're like, yeah, the opener is that dude from American Pie. And I was like, wait, what? I mean, like what dude from American Pie? And they're like, you know, Kevin, the guy who played Kevin from American Pie. You'd have to look it up, but if you saw his face, you'd know who I'm
Is
talking
he
about.
the guy who banged Stifler's mom?
I forget. I think
He's got
so.
black
Yeah,
hair.
he's the pretty boy. Like he's like the
Well, they're all pretty boys. They're fucking male actors in a stupid
yeah.
teen movie.
No, he's like the real pretty boy.
Okay, yeah, I think, yeah.
But either way, so like I like they're like, yeah, he's doing an acoustic set. And I was just like, shut the fuck up.
What?
And I know, like, I was like, this is, and then like he went on and he was just doing acoustic covers, but changing the words to make them American Pie themed. Like he did, like, instead of Stacy's mom, he did Stifler's mom, and just like a bunch. And like my face hurt from smiling after.
That's
Like it was just
hilarious.
like the like I couldn't get enough of that.
That's so fucking ridiculous. What is he doing playing weird solo acoustic sets?
Dude, I don't know. I got to meet him too, and he was really nice. We had like a drink together.
Cool.
Yeah.
Strange. That's definitely unexpected.
Yeah, that was one of the strangest but like coolest things I've ever experienced.
So, who's next? Who's the dream, anyways? Who do you really want to share the stage with?
Are we talking like pipe dream or kind of
Yeah,
more?
anything could be realistic, could be non-realistic.
I think like I guess like two that I would see being like attainable if they ever came around here, like maybe, I don't know, is like that band A Sky So Black. They like released an EP on NMZ back in like 2022 called like Autumn in the Water. And like if you like the Deftones, go like pause this and go listen to it right now. It's like
Don't pause this.
of
Check it out after.
no,
Stay tuned, folks.
don't pause
Yeah, don't pause it.
it.
Don't pause it. Check it out after.
Yeah. But yeah, like it's fucking phenomenal. They're really cool. I'd love to play with them. There's this other band called Bleed that's from Texas that I would that, yeah, they're also very kick-ass. They're kind of like grouped into the same sort of like, oh, they're like shoegazy, but also they kind of have like alt rock and like heavier like influences. Kind of like sort of band. They rip. I mean, if I'm going pipe dream, dude, I want to open for like Boy Genius or some shit.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, just like if like something crazy, but yeah, or nothing. If I ever like got to play with nothing, I'd probably like actually cry.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I love that band.
That checks out. So it's pretty fucking trendy and popular, especially since the pandemic, but what band hasn't done a reunion yet that you would love to see do a reunion show?
I mean, aside from Twisted Method,
Fuck.
there's okay, like if for real though, there's this
It's allowed to be your answer. I'm just judging you for it.
no,
It's
I
fine.
got a better
I
one
haven't
because
even
they're
heard
also
them and I'm
like,
judging you. I'm sorry.
yeah. I know I want you to like check it out, and then like it'd be so funny if like tomorrow, like I got a message from you and you're just like, damn man, that album kind of rips. Like,
I'll bump it later.
yeah,
Send me a fucking
I'll send you, yeah, I'll send
send me your
you.
favorite song so that I can know
Yeah,
that this
I'll
is
send
their
you the good
best
ones.
of the good
Yeah,
ones.
I'll send you the good ones.
Oh fuck,
I mean, I
can't
think
wait.
they're all good. Yeah, I think
Oh, I
they're all
bet.
good, but
I
you
bet
know,
they're
some of them
rippers.
I can tell are subjectional.
Oh,
But
buddy, I bet there's some rippers.
yeah. But there's this band, they're called Crooks UK. And like kind of like it's funny because they're like completely a different genre. Like they were kind of around like the whole melodic hardcore sort of deal, but they didn't scream. It was all like very well performed, like vocals and like really crazy instrumentation. It's one of like my top five favorite records. Like they also like released an album and then just kind of fucked off.
Okay. I was going to say, I've never heard of them,
Yeah, they're
but
it's
maybe
weird
that's
because
why.
like, yeah, because like they dropped their album, like their only album in 2015, and they did some tours, and then yeah, just like haven't ever like really talked about why. Like I know their singer still makes music like as a solo project, but they never really talked about like the potential of them getting back together or why they kind of went on hiatus. But yeah, like that album is just like absolutely unreal, and it seems like few people, not like few, like they're not like it's not like a gatekeepy like sort of band, but just like not a lot of people, if you bring up their name, will know about them. But the people who know about them are like, yes, like this fucking band.
Sure.
So yeah, if they, because I know they're from like obviously the UK, but if they like announced that they were doing like one show, I would snatch tickets, be on a flight like as soon as possible to catch that, because it's unreal.
Really? I'll have to check that out too. Well, you've heard the show, so you know near the end we do a hard pivot away from music into some completely stupid shit. Don't incriminate yourself, but if you're willing to answer any of this, what's the most illegal or dangerous thing you've ever done in your life?
Okay. I've thought
Hypothetically.
about the allegedly,
Allegedly.
but like I have a really good funny story, but I don't think I should actually put it on the record. I'll tell you off mic. I'll tell you off mic because it is
You can
a
change
really
names. You can change
no,
names.
it's already out there, man. They know. They
No.
know.
Okay. All right.
Okay, it's funny. It's not anything like bad morally. It's just like I've found myself in a situation where I had to do something pretty incriminating that's it's humorous, but I still think it wouldn't be a good idea.
Fuck. All right, you're telling me
I'll
off
tell you
mic.
after. I'll tell you after. It's great.
Oh, fuck. All right, all right.
As far as dangerous goes, like I don't know. Like, used some pretty weird bathrooms. I've been to the Queen's
That's,
Madonna.
we've all used pretty weird bathrooms if you've been to
Yeah, I
some
mean,
punk
I've seen some
shows,
weird ass fucking bathrooms, man. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing really too dangerous. I'm not really a thrill seeker or anything.
No. Just like
Yeah.
pooping in weird places.
Yeah, you know when you just like when you flush and then like you kind of like there's a little bit of water splash back and you're just like, ah,
Oh, God.
fuck. No, yeah, you're just like, ah, duh, no. That sort of shit. Or like the Queen and Spadina McDonald's, just like, you know.
No, I'd rather go outside.
Yeah, dude, straight up that. Dude, even before I moved here, within like half an hour of being in Toronto, like I had to go pee, went there because it was like the McDonald's, first McDonald's I saw, and just like there was someone screaming in the bathroom and like people fighting, like just and like I was just like, what the hell? And then like it's weird that it's like just at McDonald's.
Well, it's funny you say that it's just at McDonald's because, like, so recently, I guess not recently, maybe like 2 years ago, because I think it was during the pandemic or just near the end of it, I went into a McDonald's in Hamilton because I had to use the washroom. And I went to it and it was locked. So now you have to, like, pretty much all McDonald's and a lot of restaurants now, you have to go to the front counter and ask them to unlock it for you. This was brand new to me because I live in a fucking village and we didn't have that yet, but Hamilton already did. So anyways, I go to the front and I'm like, "Hey, your bathroom's locked. Like, I just gotta, can I go in quick? I don't know." She's like, "Yeah, I'll unlock it. You have 15 seconds to get to the door before it locks itself again." And I was like, "Sus. I feel so safe. Like, I just have to piss. Now I feel like I'm a fucking criminal." And I was like, "I wonder why that's like that, 'cause I'm fucking stupid." And as soon as I opened the door and went in to take a piss, I'm like, "Oh, it smells like crack in here." I'm like, "Oh, that's why they lock it. Okay." Like, because people go there stupid shit. And I'm like, yeah.
It wasn't like she was like, you get two flushes,
No.
two flushes. It wasn't something like that.
Well, I figure if I would have been in there for a few minutes, somebody would have knocked. Like, but yeah, I was like, okay. So yeah, sketchy bathrooms, always a good time.
Yeah, I always feel for those employees, man. Like, damn, like this shit they gotta like the
Worst,
amount of like
yeah.
crisis control and like being able to de-escalate situations, God, like that's I hope they get paid for that. Like,
They don't. And the people, like,
exactly,
my
yeah.
first gig was fucking working at McDonald's, and I worked Tim Hortons and like the little shitty fast food jobs that pay bare, I don't want to say minimum wage because it's below livable wage at this point. Those people have to deal with fucking assholes, and the job sucks so much. It's not worth it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's
Crazy,
not like
crazy.
you're working and like you're not in some sort of like field where it's like you're getting compensated for dealing with like
Addicts
those
and
general
fucking
sort of
assholes and shit. Yeah. Sketchy
unfortunately.
public.
Yeah, and like a lot of the people that work there are youth too, which is like
Yep.
super shitty because
These
they're like
fucking
sub
teenagers and shit,
yeah,
the
they're like
poor guys.
subject to like yeah, like I've like fuck, yeah, I can't even imagine.
No, just terrible. Just terrible. So let's assume you're not a pacifist. If you could punch any one person in the face as hard as you can, and there's no repercussions, they just have to take it. Who are you gonna deck and why?
All right, I got like a few answers.
Right.
And yeah, and I'd like to know also who would think of my name or my face when that question was posed to them, because there's probably a few.
Is there?
That's probably quite a bit. Yeah.
You think you're on somebody's punch list, eh?
Oh, definitely a
You
couple
got a
for
very
sure.
punchable face. It's just
That's what I'm
adorable. It's too
saying.
smiley. It's too adorable. You're like, fuck this guy.
Oh,
What's he's got it figured
shush.
out. What's he smiling about? Fuck this.
Someone wants to rearrange these teeth for sure.
Yeah, I do. People like you
Yeah,
piss
it's like
me
I'm on
off.
your list now.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you are, smiley bastard. I'm
Yeah.
sick of this shit. What are you smiling about? Middle of the week, what are you so fucking happy about?
It's fucking Wednesday, man.
Yeah, no shit.
Maybe like Subway Jared for like the
Nice.
same for the
That's a
same no
throwback.
not the thing is not for like the whole pedophile shit, but for the exact same reason you're saying for me,
Just
where he
because
just
he's
has like
too
a
smiley?
punchable, yeah, just because he has a punchable, like even as a kid, I was like, fuck this nerd. I
Yep.
don't know why. Yeah, like I was like,
Yep.
what's the deal? And like when all that shit came out and like everyone was like openly hating on him, I was like, yes, you know what I
Yes.
mean?
Yeah, I hate him.
I would smoke that, like something back. Like it would be like, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
Subway Jared.
You
Or
fresh, you
like,
pedo fuck. Like, I hated his face before I knew he was a little pedo
yeah,
fuck. Fuck him.
exactly. I gotta put that on a shirt.
Jared's face? How does that
No, like
coincide with your sound?
I mean just like for me to wear it
Oh,
personally.
word.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I was like, yeah,
that
just like I've been hating Subway Jared even before, you
before
know, I don't know. Yeah.
the charges. Hated
I'm gonna
Jared
gate,
before the charges.
yeah, I'm gonna gatekeep hating Subway Jared.
That's sick.
Either
You guys hate.
that or like, I'm sorry, go
No, I'm just saying
on.
that's sick. Fuck yeah.
Okay, but also I watched like that Looper movie like not that long ago.
Terrible.
But ever since I've been kind of like, I have this like, I don't know, fantasy isn't the right word, but just like I think it'd be really cool if like one day I was just
Sorry, go
at the
on.
grocery store or like, you know, at work or even just like chilling here, and then just like a big like bright light flashes and it's me in like 20 years. And I have like a laser eye and like a cyborg arm and shit. And like I was sent to the past to kill me at this current age. And we just brawl to the death. And like inevitably I probably would get killed because of, you know, the laser eye and whatever.
Future,
But like, yeah, but like that to me would be just the coolest fucking way to die. So maybe also cyborg me would be someone I'd punch in the face out of some form of self-defense, you know.
that's the most interesting answer we've had for that question. Congratulations. You have
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Thank
the
you.
heavyweight title belt now for the weirdest fucking answer I've had to that question.
Fuck
Oh
yeah.
man. All right, let's keep the fucking silliness rolling. What
Hell yeah, dude.
music do you listen to that could be considered a guilty pleasure, either to yourself or others? If you don't consider guilty pleasures, what is something I could definitely make fun
Yeah.
of you for listening to?
Oh, okay, there's a lot then.
I bet you started off pretty hot with that twisted method shit, so I'm sure there's a lot more skeletons in that closet, yeah.
Oh, dude, too many. I really get down to like this certain era of pop music, like the like Timbaland, like Justin Timberlake, you
Okay,
know,
that's
like
sweet.
Fergie's solo career. Like
Yeah,
if it's a
yeah.
Friday and I'm like walking home from work and I'm like feeling good, I'm gonna go hang out with some friends, you know, maybe get a little drunk, you know,
Yeah.
gotta get in that mindset. Like, I'm putting on Fergalicious, you know,
Oh,
I'm
see,
putting
that's
on,
not shameful. That's cool.
yeah, okay,
Yeah,
yeah.
I won't hate on that at all.
Yeah, like everything Timbaland touched during a certain
Gold.
era was
Gold.
gold. Yeah, like he
But
made One
he
Republic's
was like
career.
he was running the radio. Like
Dude, yeah.
every top hit had his fucking name on it for a
Yeah.
long,
It
like a straight year, I think. Like, fuck.
State of Emergency, like that album that has like all like Give It to Me, The Way I Are. I think Sexy Back might be on there. I could be confused because I know he did was on Sexy Back, but that might have appeared on Justin's. And then like Apologies, like that One Republic remix. Like that album fucks, man. Like it's so good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so probably like that shit is like something I like. some people, like, I'm sure if I like went on some Shugaze forum, it was just like, yeah, like My Bloody Valentine is cool, but have you heard Promiscuous Girl by Nelly Furtado? Like, god damn, you know, like, it's
Hot
like,
track.
hot track, man,
Hot
hot
track,
track.
hot track. I don't like My Bloody Valentine.
There, you know, I,
Nope, don't get
that's
it.
fair.
I
That's
don't get
fair.
it.
You know,
I don't
as a
fucking
guy in a
get it.
shoegaze band, I gotta kiss the ring for them, but.
Of course, and like I, everyone does for them, and I'm just like listening to them. Like, what am I not getting here? What is everyone like? I don't know, but again, shoegaze isn't even fucking my thing, really. Shugazi, whatever the fuck. Yeah. So, what's your most unpopular music take?
Okay, this one I had locked and loaded because I've like talked about this to like my friends to the point of almost nauseam.
All right.
But in my opinion, Wes Borland of Limp Bizkit
Slow
is
down.
one of he's
Hold
one
on.
of the best guitar riff
Oh.
writers ever. Yes, yeah, you too. You
Yes.
too.
Big Biscuit
Oh,
fan.
fuck
All right.
yeah.
As soon as you said, I was like,
Are
hold
you
on,
going?
down. No, I'm not
Are
fucking
you?
going for
You're not
what? That's
going
probably
to the
like,
show?
dude, it's probably like a $200 fucking ticket. What, I look like I'm made of
Dude,
money?
the
I'm going to see.
pre-sales were $60 for the lawn.
Oh, fuck me. Really?
Yeah, dude, the pre-sales were $60.
Where are they even coming to?
They're like Toronto, they're playing at Bud.
I did not even know that. When?
I think July. Dude, it's the craziest shit. So it's
July, that's
like
so far away.
limbic.
Maybe I can fucking scalp one.
You probably could. Yeah, I would hop on that before
Cause
like
like
it's too late.
I do like a fucking, I do like a bill, but I'm not doing like anything over a bill to see Bizkit. As much as I've never seen them and fucking love them, it just seems so silly to pay like
Yeah.
a good chunk of change when I only want to see like,
Like the one.
yeah, like who are they playing with?
Okay, dude, that's like the wildest part. I might have to actually even like, cause there's a name of a guy I might forget, but it's so Limp Bizkit's headlining. Riff Raff isn't playing, but he's hosting the night. So I don't even know what the fuck that means.
The fuck? What is he? What is this? A fucking award show?
Yeah, well, it's called like Loserville. It's like, I don't know. It's like
Oh.
this, it's something different. Like it is a Limp Bizkit
Oh, I
tour, but they're
did
calling it
see
Loserville.
that. I did see
Yeah.
that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then it's like Bones, some band I never heard of, and Corey Feldman, like the child actor.
So who the fuck? I don't know.
I think that's his name. It's Corey. I think it's so
I don't
someone will
know.
fact check, but like the dude from like I think he was in the Goonies or something like
Hey, you guys.
that.
right. Okay. I don't know who the fuck he is, but I do know the
Yeah, yo, Sloth is my man, dude.
Goonies. Oh shit. Yeah, I actually am the fat
Especially.
kid from the Goonies.
Yeah,
I just don't tell people that because I get tired of signing autographs and shit.
it's just the
Yeah.
fame is starting to get to me a little too
It was so
much.
long ago. I just, you know,
Yeah, I
yeah.
was so high on cocaine as an 8-year-old that I just don't remember any of it, you know?
And as a 30-year-old, and as a 32-year-old, and
And as of like currently right now.
it's been like a week or two. We're good. We're good. New year, new me.
Yeah,
Me.
exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
we're leaving the nose beers in 2023.
The old nostril gospel.
Yeah. Oh fuck, that's funny. Hey, I wish it was the dude who played Sloth on that tour. That'd be even better.
Shit, yeah. The Goonies. That's fucking dumb as shit. Oh, man. All right. Did you have a favorite release of 2023?
Can I do favorite LP and favorite EP? Does that work?
No. Yeah, you can. I don't give a shit.
Is
Can I? Yeah.
that
Is that okay? Yeah, man. It's your
okay?
show. It's your episode.
So definitely like Narrowheads. Oh, cat's here. Hey, come on, buddy.
Up, kitty cat.
Sorry, I just see him. He's about to topple over a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, don't want to get that mic knocked over. That would not be
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's already taken a beating already throughout these past 12 years, but
True, true.
yeah, Narrowheads album Moments of Clarity. It's phenomenal. Like that band's been like is just like I don't know, like I really that's like the sound I really strive for. Like because they can do like cool like floaty parts, cool grungy parts. There's one song on there that legit just has like a nu metal riff.
I don't know if
And
I
it's
even know Narrowhead, to be honest. Like, the name
they
sounds
just
familiar. Just...
they came here with Citizen like not that long ago. So maybe that's like where you might have heard people throw around the name before.
With Citizen and Joyce Manor Show?
It was Citizen, Narrowhead, and Modern Color.
Oh, okay. Because I know Citizen came around with Joyce Manor, and I was just getting so drunk that I only showed up to see Joyce Manor.
As
Yeah,
you do, as you
well,
do.
I went to see Joyce Manor. I love Citizen, but I was like, eh, like just
Yeah,
having too
if
much
it
fun getting tossed like outside. So,
okay. Also, before I finish with the EQ question for you, what is your drink of choice? Like, if you're like, I'm about to like punch the keys, what's your kind of go-to?
shit, man, I'll drink anything pretty much. But if it's like preference wise, Maker's Mark on the rocks, or just like a gin and tonic, but like good gin, no fucking Beefeater. Shit tastes like nail polish remover. I hate that shit. I can do gin fucking just on rocks. I fuck love gin. Gin and whiskey are my go-tos. If we're being fancy, old fashioned for whiskey,
Oh, old fashions are good.
or like just like gin martinis, little bit of olive juice, little dirty, not too dirty.
Yeah. Gin's like really good because I feel like I can like get pretty ripped off of it, but like not
Yeah.
misbehave. You know what I mean? Like you'll kind of just
Yes,
be like,
I can be like pretty composed. Whiskey is a different
no.
different animal for
Yeah.
me. I go, yeah.
That's where you get into that thing where you're like, I know I shouldn't say this, but fuck you or whatever. Like that'll. But
Yeah.
yeah, sorry. Anyways, dialing it back. Yeah, and then the downward trauma ray split was fucking remarkable as well.
I've not heard that.
They're both really kick-ass bands. Like they're both like yeah, like kind of shoegazy and stuff. And Trauma Ray definitely gets like good grunge riffs like in there sometimes. Like the first opening song is a Trauma Ray song, and it sounds like something that could have been off like Siamese Dream or something. It's so good.
Not a big grunge guy, so probably
Oh,
wouldn't
okay.
fuck with it, to be honest, but
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
I meant to ask you this way earlier before we got way off topic and stopped talking about your music. We started talking about all the other dumb shit I usually ask near the end, but you have like obviously very deeply emotional lyrics, and I'm specifically curious what inspired the lyrics for Absinthe. Absinthe. Sorry, I can't even talk because I am going to play that song as our outro after we
Fuck
wrap
yeah.
up. So I was curious what inspired that.
Yeah, the death of my friend, like Jay that I mentioned earlier, 'cause like it was it wasn't like a quick thing. He was in like a coma for a while
Oh
and
shit. Sorry.
we didn't really oh yeah no thank you we didn't really know like if he was going to survive. If he did, what would his condition of living be? And it was just like after a month of like him moving here, and there was a lot. And finally, like when he did pass and stuff, like I didn't fucking like go to therapy or anything. I didn't like I had luckily friends I could talk to, but I just kind of like walked the walk. And there was just a lot of like things I was experiencing and emotions that I didn't really know how to like quantify. I felt like really guilty because I was like I encouraged him to move here so much, and like he died here, like yeah, I almost felt like I bought my friend a car and he crashed in it. You know what I mean? And like absence is kind of like, and yeah, like absence is just pretty much about like that survivor's guilt. Because like, I don't know. I try to be a very jovial person. I'm like, I feel like I'm a good dude to like joke around with and
No
stuff like
doubt,
that.
yeah.
Yeah, but like, I when I say this, I don't like I feel like people feel the need to be like, oh no, like don't whatever. But like in my honest opinion, like I'm not just like saying this to try and get a pat on the back, but like I truly feel like he was a better person than I am, and like he was far more like kinder and just like had a better spirit and stuff like that. Like him and I have been like joined at the hip since we were kids, and I feel like if fucking like if fate could have chose, I would have like been like, nah, man, like take me instead. Like I'm kind of an asshole, you know what I mean? And like that's kind of what that song's all about, is just those like all the fucking complexities of like kind of coping with like a loss of that magnitude. And then even like just like kind of like moving on, like the screaming part at the end, I pretty much like says it all. You know, just like, because it's been a little over 2 years since he passed, and so much of my life has changed. You know, like, I have like so many new friends I wish he could have like met or wish he could meet. Like, I got like very beautiful, wonderful girlfriend in the room over there. We got a dog that like he would have loved. And like, you know, the last show we saw before the pandemic hit, like the last show he even saw like before he died was like a like Pacific show. And to be able to tell him like, yo, like I've toured with them, like, you know, I consider them friends. Like, there's just so many things that I just like wish he could see. And like, I wish he could hear this fucking EP too, you know, like I wish he could and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, sorry, I kind of took a long rambly route there, but yeah, it's just kind of about that, you know, just kind of the consequences of like loss, if that makes sense, I guess. That's like a good way to put it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I asked, so don't apologize for the long answer, because it's my favorite song off the EP, and it's truly a beautiful track. I knew it was something heavy. I didn't know it was that, but I'm glad you were willing to discuss the reason behind the lyrics.
Yeah, I appreciate the question, man. Thank you.
Of course. And since we've moved off from being absolute clowns to being a little more sentimental.
Sorry, I brought the mood down. Sorry.
No, it's my fault, because I fucked it up. I was supposed to ask that way earlier. So that it, like, because we were
yeah,
just sitting
we were
around being
rolling for a little
joking.
Bit.
Well, since we're gonna end it on a little bit, you know, keep it a little heavier here. Like, if you could give the whole world a gift, what would it be and why? And it doesn't have to be a material possession. It also doesn't have to be heavy. It can be fucking ridiculous if you want it to be.
Yeah, like that was the. I was like thinking about it, because like just
it's
like
a tough
I have
one.
My first. Yeah, like it's my like first initial reaction is like, I don't know, like fucking lightsabers or something, like
right?
just see how
Okay.
that plays out, you know, like
yeah,
that'd be pretty cool, you know.
Why not?
That would be pretty kick ass. I feel like
as long as they
deserves
make the noises, I had one
yeah.
as a kid that didn't make the noise, and it was just
I
like,
know, the ones that you hold the red button down, like, you know, you
and
gotta like whip
it
it.
Flings out, yeah.
Yeah.
Those things hurt
oh,
like a
yeah.
motherfucker too. I beat
You
the shit out of my buddies with that. I was bruised up. I smacked one kid in the eye so bad. I'm lucky I didn't take his fucking eye out. Like, they're hard plastic. The 90s toys, man. They did not fuck.
Whoa.
They didn't care. They fucked around.
We're lucky to be on the other side of that shit, man. Because like, with all the choking hazards and like,
oh yeah,
the eye. That's fucking
yeah.
despicable, man. That's
Whipped
that
him in the eye.
sucks.
I didn't mean to. He turned around. He should have been better at his lightsaber, not my fucking
Yeah, oh yeah, that's
lousy
true.
Jedi.
Fuck him.
Yeah, he's a lousy Jedi. Fuck him.
You just rip his like rat tail like off his head. It's like actually like his real hair.
I had a rat tail at one point.
Oh, shut up. You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
that's
instantly
awesome, dude.
I instantly regret putting that on the mic, but yeah. I was like 8. I don't know, maybe 10. I don't know.
You're like, yeah, that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was like last week. I just didn't get my hair cut yet.
If you actually like still have it, it's just like tucked into your like hood.
It's wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
That's okay, but also like on that like last point of that, like the knuckles. Like you got that shit to the knuckles. And it just seems like all the time it would land there. And just like it is still like I'm an adult ass man now, and I still feel like if I like someone did that to me, I'd be like, oh, you know what I mean?
And those fucking pool noodles, always catch a pool noodle, whap in the face, either
Yeah,
right in
yeah,
the
yeah,
eye
yeah.
or right in the fucking mouth. And it like, they fucking hurt when they're soaked and heavy.
Oh yeah, because they got weight to them now.
Yeah, I think they still sell them, but still, they like came out when we were kids and we were like, oh, smack each other with them.
Oh yeah, well, the kids will find any way to hurt each other with whatever they're given.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
I guess aside from like a good lightsaber,
aside from a good hard plastic lightsaber that
yeah,
doesn't light up
everyone,
and make noise.
You know what? Actually, I just thought of a good one, like right now. I think maybe not for everyone though. I was gonna say, like, I think every dude should get their ass kicked one time
Hell
when
yeah.
they're 18, just to bring them down a notch. Cause
Yes.
like when you're freshly 18, you like, I was that asshole too. You just like kind of walk around feeling like, and then if you just get humbled one time, that is the best thing that can happen to you, because it'll save you from so much more shit down the line.
I completely agree. I've been humbled numerous times when I was an egotistical, absolute fuckboy douchebag teenager, I was humbled many times by many, many men much bigger and older than me punching me out for being a smart mouth or whatever the fuck. And I'm still a bit of an asshole. So I think a good humbling or two at 18, and then like
Depending, it's
check
case,
back around like 23 and see if he's still a jerk off, and then maybe humble him again. I don't know.
it's case by case.
It's case by case, but at least one. I love that answer. 18 too is the perfect age. Like, all right, you got to get punched the fuck out now.
I truly wish someone, I wish, like I'd mentioned earlier, when that like me in 30 years would come back and try to kill me. I wish that would have happened to me when I was 18.
Wish that would happen today, goddammit.
Dude, how great would it be as I was like talking about this, like you just like my mic or like my like phone camera peaked, and then you just like see someone walking behind me, dude. That'd be kick ass. He just like rips my head off. That'd be sick.
Yeah, I'd be fucking hyped, man. That'd be great
You're like,
content.
this is gonna be great for the Patreon. This is gonna be great for the Patreon.
This is great content. Let's fucking go. God damn. That is hilarious.
So yeah, I guess, I'll make my answer the whole get your ass kicked when you're 18, but just for the guys, just for the guys.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, my first humbling was around 18, and it really did. You're like, oh, like you
Well,
chill
like,
out.
when you're like a kid and you feel like you could beat up your dad,
Yeah. Well,
you're
no,
like,
I didn't have one
oh
of those.
no. Or just like, you're like, oh man, yeah, if anyone tries to mess with me, I'll just do a backflip off the wall. Like, I'll do
True.
one of those running backflips. Like, I know how to use nunchucks. Like, I've
Yeah,
seen
yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know what I mean? I
Yep.
feel like you don't lose that sense of like kind of this just like complete lack of reality of your own physical skill until, like, I don't know, either you grow up or you just kind of like are in a situation where, like, oh God, no, I can't.
Yeah. I think the humbling too should be a coma, like a slight conking. Like, I'm serious, like at least be knocked out for like a minute. Like not like fucking kill the kid or
I thought
whatever,
you meant
but
like medical, like
no, but I mean like if you're gonna humble somebody, you gotta like make sure they're like actually out for a minute. So when they come to, they're like, holy shit, like actually getting your lights punched out. Not just getting beaten up, but like getting your lights punched completely out is a whole different level of humble. Like, I don't know if you've ever been knocked into a fucking dream state and come back out of it a minute or two later. It's not good for the brain, so I've been told,
Oh, it's
but
terrible. It's terrible for you.
yeah, but it's fun.
I've only been knocked out once, and it wasn't like a fight. It was like something way less
Were you
cool. It
out
was
though? Like, were you out for like a straight minute or two?
okay, so it was weird because I was like, it was when I was in middle school, and just like someone found like this like kind of broken off piece of concrete. It was like pretty big. It was almost like the size of a
Oh, fuck.
coconut. Like, and like, I
Okay.
don't know. I guess the, I don't know. Like, I was talking to a friend, and then I just like whack, but like I felt like I was still conscious because like I had a really bad taste in my mouth and I could feel my body hit the ground,
Oh, that's a
and I
conky.
could,
The
yeah, and
bad
I
taste,
know
that's a
my,
conky.
yeah, and like I knew my eyes were open but I couldn't see, and then finally like slowly started, and I guess like I don't know, they're just farting around, and when they threw it just smoked me in the back of the head,
Yeah, that's
which,
out. That's out.
yeah, maybe that's why I'm fucking the way I am now that I think about it. I mean, that was like shit, now it's like really starting to make sense. Fuck. How about you? Yeah, I mean, you like, you seems like you have, you like, from what you've been saying.
Yeah, I'm used to be quite the fucking mouthpiece. I still am, but yeah, I've had my lights punched out a few times, and I've just like knocked my own ass out a few times because I'm stupid and fucking around and whatnot. But
Like
yeah,
banana peel type shit.
I was at a buddy's bachelor party literally last year, like a couple months ago, and I was like drunk as shit, day drinking, and I leaned over to tie my shoe. No, I went to get my hair wet, and I like the water on the beside the dock is like my knee high, and I just hit my head and like was just, fucking dummied myself, and I came up like obviously pretty quickly, but I was like the rest of the day just like fuck, like I hit my head hard, and it's like you're shallow water, right? So yeah, I'm a dumbass like
Oh,
that.
I like that moment, like, because I know what
But
you
that's
mean.
exactly what happened. I came and I was so angry too, so that didn't help, right? But yeah, I'm a stupid fuck, that's for sure.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was an interesting conversation about conkies and getting your lights punched out. What's
Hell yeah.
the next big goal for the band before we wrap it up here? Do you have like a You got like a dream venue or a dream band you want to tour with, or a tour you want to do, a place you want to go. I don't know, whatever. What's your big milestone? What do you want to accomplish before the
Yeah.
with the project here?
I mean, like, my dream has always been to. Sorry, my nose ring's kind of fucking with me. Yeah, my dream's always been like to like go to like tour Australia, because I've been there before. Like, when I was like 17, my brother moved there. So like on my like winter break from school, I like saved up a bunch of money for my crappy part-time job in high school and like took an extended break and went out there. And then I went out again when I was 22 with like my friend Jay. And just like, if I can go there through the vehicle of music, like that is my like, cool, I've proven everything I need to myself. You know, it's probably not gonna happen. I mean, like, whatever, but like that's kind of like the where I would be able to be like, all right, if this all comes crashing down, if I get hit by a car, like I've done everything I need to, you know, that'd be like kind of my thing. Like, yeah. But even just like, because yeah, I've toured almost all of Canada, like with other bands, and like almost all the states again, like with other bands. So just also like going international with like my project, will just be like really nice. 'Cause instead of like, I'm always very thankful to have any opportunity to tour, whether that being like doing merch or filling in. But like when it's your own project, it's just like a little more fulfilling.
For sure. Oh, it's good goals. And never say never, man. You never know.
Hopefully, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Life's a crazy motherfucker and your band is awesome. So I would
Oh, appreciate
not
it.
be shocked if you make it to Australia or wherever the fuck you plan to go, because it is it's some good stuff, man. Of
Oh, yeah, that, I really appreciate that. That means a lot.
course. So before we play the outro track, you got any last shout outs, plugs, causes, anything you want to speak on? Floor is yours, the mic's yours, and then we'll wrap it up.
Fuck yeah. First of all, thank you for having me. Really appreciate this. Like you have a very impressive like impressive roster of like bands you've interviewed that is like awesome, especially when you interviewed them. You kind of have the similar thing where I feel like you have like a good ear to the ground and you kind of can pick up on a cool band before they like really blow up. And so
Thank you.
thank you for giving your time to me and telling your fan base who I am and what my music is. I really appreciate that. I just got some friends I want to shout out, like, and check out all these bands. They're all great people and all dear friends of mine. Alone I Walk, Like Pacific, Rarity. I know I spoke about these bands earlier, but Guilty Sleep, Velvet, How to Boil Water, Day Aches, Cloned Apparition. They're amazing. My fucking boys, Tim and Chris, and Poor Violet. And then everyone who worked on this EP. Like I mentioned, Andrew, who did the artwork, Max and Nick for like their work and putting up with me through the recording and mixing and mastering process. 'Cause as you can probably tell from this interview, it can be pretty annoying. So I appreciate their patience with me. Steel City Hardcore, Rob, he's a sweetheart, and Rust, that band kicks ass. And yeah, just like everyone who like who's kind of like supported me and like all the music I've done up to this point, or Seventh Dose. Like people have come out to shows, people are just listening to it, people have messaged us and me and had kind words to say. Like I'm only really good at one thing, so yeah, it makes me, you know, sometimes I'm like, ah, fuck, I probably should have like gone to college after like I graduated high school and shit like that. But every now and then I'll have moments where I'm like, cool, okay, this is actually all right. So, yeah, thank you to everyone who's been showing us love.
Well, thanks again so much for coming to chat with me today, man. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure finally like speaking to meet you.